from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I just want to let you know, Clint, that wasn't anything against you. I appreciate the offer with the wine. I just trying to do.
T, you ought to see what this guy's doing to me, man.
I'm just trying to do.
What's going on in there?
Well, look, I mean, I've been really good for the record.
Let me pat myself on the back
here. I'm a month plus no carbs, no sugar. And when I say this, I mean like candy and sodas and no carbs, like bread and a bunch of rice and all that. I'm not being
carbs and wine, but yeah.
Well, no, that's what I'm talking about. I've had a few beers here and there. I still sip on a little Sagamore. I still do a little tequila from time to time. I ain't shying away from my social good times. You know what I mean? I still sip some wine in the evenings with my bride. And I get every now and then I get a little sweet tooth. Very rare. It's going away. But I get a little sweet tooth. And for some reason, a good Pinot Noir.
You really do get that red wine. It
cures my sweet tooth. It quenches my sweet tooth. And I just so happened to have a little bottle of wine up here that I had up here this weekend. And I saw it in the fridge and I thought, hey, man, Ron, get a little pop of this with me. He turned me down not once.
It did, man.
But he turned me down twice.
I'm not
sitting around here and just get absolutely blitzed, Tyler. I'm just talking about, hey, man, have a little sip of some vino with you, boy, man. Cure the old sweet tooth. And he says, nah, man, I'm trying to be good.
Listen,
nah,
I was inspired by Bobby Slowick. I'm just trying to stack some days together, man. Just trying to stack.
Yeah, I just hit that. You're all right, but
I had a good day with the nutrition yesterday, trying to stack these days together. That's it, man. That's it.
The show, man.
A pretty good day.
Oh, you think just a little splash of grape? Think a little splash of grape's gonna ruin your day, huh?
And I apologize to you, man. I know you offered.
I'll see pictures of you and Tyler blitz on Thursday night somewhere.
That's not true. Thursday. Podcast night.
Oh, that's right. Podcast night.
No, man, I could see the look in his eye, Tyler. I couldn't tell because I could tell if Clint was about to go to, no, I'm going to fight this. You're going to drink this.
No, I don't force it on nobody.
I thought, like, Clint hung in there like, come on, man, you really turning this down? Like, you really ain't going, like, you, that's what he said. That's what he said, Tyler. Man, you really ain't going to drink it.
Ron, the mother freaking show Ugly.
You're not going to drink
that guy right there.
Drink a little bit.
No, I'm never going to force myself on people. I'm not going to force people to be my friend. We've been friends for a long time. At least I think we have, and you've never turned me down.
Yeah, text line. Ron's wife probably won't let him drink. No, man, me and my wife respect each other, so we don't have those kind of rules. I don't know what you and your wife have.
That was strong, aggressive.
Sorry, I'm not sorry. I feel good after saying that.
I mean, that was just kind of a text friend. A friendly texter just kind of throwing barbs at you a little bit, and you got personal.
I did.
Yeah, my boy Ron.
I threw one at him.
But you couldn't eat. You couldn't eat, man. That's all right.
I just don't know what kind of
rules it is. It's all right, man. I mean,
yeah, we don't have rules in place.
Look, if Courtney said you can't understand.
All right. Clint, man, listen, C.J. Stroud, and you've said it. You've been on record to say you've never seen more impressive rookie performance through the whole year from the quarterback position from what C.J. Stroud did last year. But this year, Clint, in terms of the start of what we're seeing, damn near every last one of these cats kind of looked good, kind of showed out. Caleb Williams, who is obviously the head of the class, he made a throw to his tight end on the run that was insane. He looked good, showed some awareness. I mean, even the guys at the bottom, people lost. Now, it's unfortunate J.J. McCarthy is going to be injured and torn a meniscus, but he looked really good. Almost 200 yards and 2 touchdowns and a pick and ran the ball. And then Bo Nix looked good under Sean Payton. And Michael Penix Jr., everybody was tripping about. He looked good for the Falcons. Clint, this potentially is an impressive group of young quarterbacks coming into the league, Clint. There's a lot of these guys I like. It looks more and more like we're seeing guys closer to CJ than we're seeing guys closer to what Bryce Young was.
Yeah, this is interesting. I like the way you couched it, right? But as we compare it to CJ, Caleb Williams plays too much off schedule, off script, off platform. I don't see him being able to play his style of ball and matching what C.J. Stroud did last year.
His success would look different.
It would look different, and there's a lot more risk associated with it. It would be a lot more highlight reel type stuff, I think, if it were to happen. I don't think it happens. I think he has a good year because the supporting cast is tremendous in Chicago, but I don't think he can match C.J. or even come close, to be honest with you. Drake May has no chance. Daniels at Washington. This one has a chance. Again, he moves with the football, but a little bit more of his legwork is done by design. Hell, I watched him. They had a quarterback run, a read play. He ran for a touchdown this past weekend. And it just, he's got a chance because I think his run game is a little bit more controlled, and I think he can stay healthy. It's Daniels. Penix Jr. won't get the run necessary. J.J. McCarthy's fixing to have surgery. His knee's jacked up. So I think it's Daniels and Bo Nix, man.
Bo Nix, huh?
It's easy to say it right now because he was 15 of 21 for 125 yards in Sean Payton's offense. I don't believe he started. I think he got some run in the second, late in the first, maybe second. Nonetheless, there's just something about Bo Nix and Sean Payton. I know Sean from back in the day. Don't know him now, but I know him from back in the day. I love Sean. I think he's a great offensive mind. Bo Nix is a guy that I just didn't want to give no love to. When he was at Auburn, didn't give no love to him, didn't like his game, didn't think he was good enough to win.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.